Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. So hey, sorry the report's a little late this morning. We went to Halloween Horror Nights last night and just spent the night over in Orlando. I'm just now getting back to the office, so getting everything updated and ready to go. But that was super fun. If you haven't got a chance to check it out, they've got some really cool haunted houses over there. And they've got this rock techno-y show. Live action show that's really cool. I really enjoyed it, and a lot of cool music from like the 90s and today to like a kind of a carnival backstory, which was really neat. I won't say too much more because it almost spoil it, but yeah, the Ghostbusters house was really cool. The Insidious house was a lot of fun. I really liked I liked that movie Quiet Place, so the Quiet Place house was kind of, you know, cool for me. But yeah, if you get a chance, head on over to Halloween Horror Nights. It's really good this year. Hey, today on Monday, we got some Waste of Chest with Lucky Bigger sets up in northern Florida. It's coming in from the northeast at about 9 seconds with some brisk onshore winds up that way. Now, as you head south, size drops off a little bit and you're going to be a notch smaller south of the Cape. But trade-off, you're going to have a lot lighter northwest winds, so that's going to be a little cleaner down that way. Now, Tuesday, surf is going to be down a notch from Monday, but it's still going to be coming in pretty good from the northeast at 8 to 9 seconds for the start of the day. Now, winds are going to be more variable and light, so it's going to be a much cleaner day on Tuesday. Now, looking ahead, the swell direction is going to shift a little bit more to the east by midweek, and the wave heights are going to be dropping kind of to the thigh-high Lucky Bigger set range, but should still be rideable in most spots. Now, conditions are going to be a bit smaller on Friday, but after that, it looks like we're going to have another round of that northeast wind swell that we've been seeing the last couple weekends. So stay tuned on that. So be sure to check the written reports and the audio report this week, because we're having some trouble with the wave model. We had a little website issue, and the wave model's being a little wonky because of it. What it's showing is actually a couple days in the past. It's just not updating correctly. We're working on the problem. Should have it fixed pretty soon. But just to let you know to kind of keep an eye out on the written report and the audio report, because that wave model is going to be a little out of date. So anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday. Let you know if any of that changes. And until then, check those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.